All right, Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. And if you listened to the last podcast, it was about the 30-day startup business plan. You know, at the end of the day, I have a blue-collar mentality. And in that, I just think, you know, you got to start making money right away. I don't even know if that's blue-collar. I just think that, you know, I see these fancy business plans, and nobody ever makes any money. You know, they're 50 pages long. I don't think I've ever had a business plan that took more than two sheets of paper. Because there's maybe 15 to 20 questions I need to answer. And there's some businesses that defy this, but I'm talking the 9 out of 10 businesses. If you do the 20 questions I'm sharing with you, you're going to have a really good idea on whether you should be moving forward with this business.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castorina.
Real quickly, if you didn't listen to the last one, but I'm running through these really quick. Question number one was, why are you starting this business in the first place? Number two was, what is your goal for year 1, 3, and 5? Your goals better excite you. You need to see a bright future. Why are you selling what you're selling and why? What is the name of your business? Make sure it doesn't limit you. Make sure you have the domain for it. Number five, are there any additional products, markets, and services you can expand to? Do not pick something that limits your growth. All right, number six, we're moving on. Who is your competition? And what can you learn from them? And what can you do differently and better than them? Competition is fine, but let's expand on that. Who is your competition? What can you learn from them? Are they doing something that's pretty darn good? You better experience them. I always tell people, you're going to get in the business, buy from your competition. Find out what they do really good. Find out what they don't do as well. What can you do differently? What can you do better than them? But you better have this in your business plan. Number seven, why are people going to buy from you, your company? Think about that for a second. Seriously, why are they going to buy from you? What differentiates you from your competition? What makes you better? You know, there's a lot of choices out there. I joke, and it's really not a joke. I want to make buying from my companies the easiest decision you can make. Business is not a fair fight. I want to think through all the objections you may have, all the things that might prevent you from buying my product or my service, and I want all my advertising and I want my business model to take away all those objections you have. Example, in home services, when it talks about, you know, why people should buy from you, first thing I thought about when I started my business is I wouldn't use a cell phone number. I mean, I'm not going to write somebody a $20,000 check to do something on my house and they can block me or change their cell phone number. I mean, just, I'm not a rocket scientist, but it just occurred to me that I thought you should have a landline. Number two is I thought you should have a physical office. In the home service industry, it's quite common people to work out of their homes, their van that's down by the river. Okay? I mean, who would spend money with these people? I wanted people to want to write us real big checks and not worry about it. And I was right, it worked. So AI, you know, I didn't want cell phones. I wanted landlines. I wanted to have a physical office. I wanted to be an A-plus rated company with the Better Business Bureau. From day one, I wanted to make us highly reputable. That's just some of the things that we did. But again, why are people going to buy from you? I have about 10 or 12 reasons why people buy from us. And I keep repeating this formula in any business I do. I mean, I have businesses all through the home service industry. I've had magazine publishing businesses, property management businesses, retail businesses, digital marketing businesses, but the business plan's still the same. Who's my competition? What am I going to do better than them? Why should you buy from me? It doesn't make a difference. Number seven, why are they going to buy from you? Number eight, who is your ideal customer? I mean, who's going to buy your product? What demographic? Big word, look it up. It just means who. I mean, statistically, are they going to be old? Are they going to be young? You know, what are they going to, is it going to be male? Is it going to be female? Is it going to be higher income, lower income? There's no wrong answer to this, but you better know who it is. I mean, if your product is more towards, you know, let's say it's farming products, well, there's certain advertising you may not do. And there's certain advertising, if you're selling John Deere tractors, that you may want to do. Again, there's no wrong answer, but you, when you go fishing, what you fish for in salt water is not what you fish for in non-salt water. You know, when you're in a lake, you're using different, you know, different lures, you're using different bait, and it's the same thing. So you need to know who your ideal customer is, because your entire marketing plan is going to be around them. Number nine. Now that you know your ideal customer, how are you going to reach them? This is huge. When I'm talking with somebody that's thinking about starting a business and they're all excited about it, I'm like, okay, well, tell me who your customer is. Tell me how you're going to reach them. I mean, this is absolutely critical. When I start a business, I want to make sure there's an overflow of customers. Again, I've talked about fishing. I have the attention span of a flea, maybe less than that. So I get bored so quickly that, and I'm the same way in business. I believe a business should make money in the first 7 days. Can I be honest? I think you should make business in the you should make money in the first 7 hours if you did your job right. If you had a nice launch, I mean, you can make money, and you can make money in the first 30 days of a business, but you got to have the answers to these questions. You got to know who your ideal customer is and how are you going to reach them. I'll throw you a little secret in there, and then you need to have a message that they're going to listen to. That's a bonus, okay? So who's your ideal customer? How are you going to reach them? That was number nine. Number 10, how much is it going to cost to reach them? We're kind of putting together this marketing plan here. You need to find out what it's going to cost to do customer acquisition. And this is huge. I mean, every time I set up a business, I want to kind of look at what marketing I'm planning on using. And how many people can I reach for a certain dollar amount based on what I think a customer is going to be worth to me? It's kind of simple math. But you need to put together some type of marketing plan that's going to give you a good idea of what your budget's going to be. So it's very simple. I mean, if you go through the 1, 2, 3 there, really 8, 9, and 10, you know, who's your ideal customer? Number 9, how are you going to reach them? Number 10 is, you know, what are you going to use to reach them? What's that going to cost? You know, can you afford radio? Can you afford a digital marketing campaign? Whatever the case may be, you need to know the answer to that. So let me just run through 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 real quick. Who is your competition and what can you learn from them and what can you do differently and better? Number 7, why are people going to buy from you? What makes your company so special? Who is your ideal customer, your profile customer, young, old? What demographics, what do they fit in? Is it a male, female, whatever the case may be? Number 9, how are you going to reach them? Number 10, how much is it going to cost to reach them? And that's going to be based on the vehicle that you choose. Again, this was 6 through 10, and we're working our way through this 30-day startup business plan. If you would like a great dynamic speaker who's going to give you fantastic content, shoot me an email at info@seancastorina.com. I'm willing to do 4 events next year at no charge. I don't want a penny. Give us a paragraph of why we should come to your organization. Bait me with something exciting in your city. Again, that's info@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.